Welcome to Ruby Riders Pegging Paradise podcast number 108 on August 9th, 2015. Changing the world, one ass at a time. Okay, we're going to dive right in here. Hello there, Ruby. How have you been? I have a question for you. What would be the best natural feel strap-on dong? As I have purchased a few cheaper ones, but find them too hard. I prefer the ones that are soft to touch and not ribbed. Do you have any suggestions, Ruby, as I've spent a small fortune on dildos that are too uncomfortable? Thanks, and have a lovely day. I do have some suggestions for you. The first one that I would suggest would be Blush Novelties Real Nude line. Now, I know that Blush Novelties is kind of a medium company in terms of having the very best things that they offer and sell. However, their Real Nude line, 100% silicone, is just the right mix of a number of things, and this is why I recommend it. I did find it at a show, and this is a dual-density dildo, and this is the kind of toy that you're looking for with the soft outer core and the more rigid inner core for functionality. So that's going to be soft on the outside, which is exactly what you like. But this Real Nude line also has the advantage of having suction cups on the bottom, very effective suction cups, I might add, on the bottom of every one of these. And they come in a whole variety of sizes, of course. So the suction cups on the bottom create some interesting creative opportunities for you, like a high enamel paint door. You can put it on that and fuck yourself against the door. You can put it on the shower wall and fuck yourself in the shower. And this is the one that makes me laugh every time. And I don't know why I thought of this, but it's something in my head. So maybe I have to have it happen for me someday. Kitchen countertop, granite countertop, any kind of kitchen countertop. Why my mind goes to a guy fucking himself on my kitchen counter, I couldn't tell you. I'm sure that's kind of a bizarre way to start off this podcast, but oh well, thus are the vagaries of Ruby Rider's mind, right? Anyhow, those suction cups work really well. So I'll put the links for these things in the Linkorama. I noticed that you are from Australia, so you may or may not be able to find these closer to you without the shipping. I know that it's a bit of a challenge sometimes buying things from Australia. You can certainly buy from our link and help me support the work that I do. The other two types of dual density dildos, one is made by Tantus, and that is their O2 line. The other brand is Vixen Creations Vixskin. Now, I don't believe that the Vixskin dildos have suction cups on the bottom, and I'm pretty sure that the Tantus O2 ones don't either, so that is an advantage with the Blush Novelties Real Nude line. So there you have it. I hope that you find what you're looking for, sir. Thanks for writing in. Okay. Just a note to say I look forward to your stories and posts and miss not having new content from you. It's important, in my humble opinion, for regular guys like me to hear your comments about claiming my pleasure. Humans are an amazing species, and the human body is remarkable on so many fronts and behinds, too, I guess. I know you've been bombarded by wankers. Maybe you can find a way to toss those in the trash early on. Protect your space in cyberspace, so to speak. Anyway, miss you and your writing style and your erotic photos. So, get back to it, Ruby Rider. I so appreciate letters like this. I really do. This was sent on the contact link for my blog. And this is clearly one of my blog readers, so I hope you find that I have read this. I hope you listen to it here on the podcast. And I really, really do appreciate the encouragement. I have my doldrums too. I have my reasons for not posting things and doing my podcast and stuff like that. But it really does help when I hear from you guys and say, hey, you know, we miss you. What's up? We'd really like to hear from you again. So thanks for the push. I'll make sure and post some things on my blog. And please feel free, meanwhile, if you have not listened to the podcast, to start, because hey, this is number 108. That should last you for a while. Thanks for writing in. My wife and I are trying different products out. I read where you recommended that the strapless dildos normally need to be paired with a harness. Can you recommend a good pair that would work well together, strapless dildo and harness? We are interested in seeing how much more she can be stimulated while pegging me. You've got a great site and well-written articles. When I find some time, I plan to read more and listen to your podcasts. Thanks. Absolutely, I can recommend for you some things. The double that I recommend is the Fuse Tango. The reason that I recommend it is that it's not too rigid and it's not too floppy. It's well shaped. The vast majority of women like having the bulb end inside themselves. It's not uncomfortable. It is smooth silicone, which is preferred by more people than the matte surface. And it has a superior clitoral vibe placement as compared to all of the others. And it is best experienced when you combine it with the WeVibe Tango. The WeVibe Tango is a tiny little, it's a small little bullet vibe, and it is the best bullet vibe in the world. It is a strong bullet vibe. It has some really nice vibrations for how big it is. It's rechargeable. It's waterproof. There is nothing bad to say about this amazing little bullet vibe. So when you take that little Tango bullet vibe and you put it in the Fuse Tango double-ended dildo, it is a match made in heaven, and you're definitely doing what I call the two-step now. Tango Tango is a two-step. So those two together will bring her lots of stimulation. Now, in terms of a harness, you didn't give me really quite enough information for me to pinpoint one. If she is a regular or smaller sized woman, then the Spare Parts Jacques is kind of a standard, really, really good harness. It's made incredibly well. It'll last you a long time. It's amazingly comfortable. It is washable. So all these things are awesome, and definitely it's compatible with the double-ended dildo. So the only time that I would not recommend the Jacques is if your partner is a larger woman and if she has larger upper thighs, because that is the case where the Jacques is not as good. So other options that you have, if you don't want to go, no matter what size she is, if you don't want to go with a fabric harness, certainly the Cadillac of harnesses out there are the Aslan harnesses. They're leather and they're awesome. One of them is called the Jaguar, and they do come in different sizes. But if she is a larger lady, the one that I would recommend would actually be the Aslan Minx. Those are the Cadillac harnesses. They're yummy. They're leather. They're awesome. So those are all of the different recommendations that I have. The difference between the fabric harness and the leather harness also is that the fabric harness, because it is depending on elastic, does have a little bit of give to it. So the leather one, you can actually strap that baby in right against you so that it becomes like a part of you and it really doesn't move at all. But inherent in any fabric harness, no matter whether it's the Spare Parts Jacques or the Rodeo, is going to be a little bit of give. So it depends on what you like. Sometimes I really like putting on the Jaguar and just strapping it down so that I can really go for it. And other times when it's more of a slow, sensual kind of a fuck, then the fabric harnesses are awesome because they are so comfortable. It kind of depends on my mood. But then again, I have the luxury of choosing between all kinds of different harnesses. So there's that too. But those are the recommendations that I have. I'm going to put all of those links in the Linkorama for you so you can take a look at the specifics and sit down with your lady and see which one she likes as well. Thanks for writing in and have fun trying out those products. Now we have my favorite time, pegging celebration time. Oh, I want to do a follow-up to let you know that indeed we have had success. It's a bit of a long, complicated, and interesting story that I won't go into detail. Perhaps sometime, if Ruby thinks it's a good idea. But the short version is, we had talked about pegging. She had said she was open to trying it. And while I was out of town, she found my stash of sex toys. It freaked her out due to the volume and made for a difficult time, but we worked it out. We followed your advice with the purchase of the Fuse Tango double-ended dildo and spare parts Jacques harness. I was on my back for our first experience, which she really dug, and frankly is now all aboard the pegging train, so to speak. We added the WeVibe Tango on our second go-round, and holy shit, she came very, very fast. She was on her back, and I mounted her. Our only problem was going slow enough for me due to her level of excitement. She stroked my cock while fucking my ass, and I came, to her delight, all over her boobs and stomach. It was epic. I want to add that I'm 61, she's 51, and fitness is very important to both of us. I'm only mentioning this as encouragement for others who are frustrated to realize it's all about communication, like everything else in a relationship, and exploration. If we can get to the place where men and women aren't shamed over their healthy sexual desires, and I believe it's happening, although we've got a long way to go, then life will be fuller for all of us. Cheers. Wow, great story. Excellent, excellent story. And yeah, she's really aboard the pegging train, no kidding. So second go round, you put the WeVibe Tango Bullet Vibe in there, and she came really fast. That is so fun. I like that you mentioned that it's really all about communication because, yeah, it is all about communication and talking about things. You know, I just came across a post in the Reddit sex forum, and it was about a man. No, I'm sorry. It was in the Reddit pegging forum, and it was about a man who had asked his girlfriend about pegging, and she just flat out said no, and he was really sad about it. So I mentioned, well, all of the different things that I usually do. Well, you can try this, you can try information, communication, patience, this and that. I mean, he did have the courage and the communication to talk with her about it. And I don't know how he presented it, but she gave him an unequivocal no. And I said, well, you know, maybe if she knows that it's like the G-spot, and you guys have heard the lecture a bunch of different times. But I also said, you know, see if you can put a butt plug in while you're fucking her, because that way she can see how intense your orgasm is. And that has been known to really intrigue women to the point of, hey, okay, so let's explore this because I've never seen you come that hard, right? And he wrote me back and he said, you know, believe me, I've tried everything. And no, she's not open to me having a butt plug in while I fuck her. And she's also not even open to me having any of my own sex toys. And it kind of freaked me out because, all right, I live in a little Eden of sexual openness and sex positivity. That is my life. Those are the people I surround myself with. And I understand that it's not that way everywhere. But I guess this just really rubbed me the wrong way because, I mean, everyone has a right to say no to something that they don't want to do. Of course we do. That's like autonomy. That is our right to have our hard limits to say, yes, I'm willing to do that, or no, I'm not. That is an absolute sexual right, and it needs to be consensual, and you need to be on board and not forced to do anything so everyone can choose what those things are that they're never going to do. I have my list. Everybody else has their list too. So this woman has decided, okay, no, I'm not on board with this and I never will be. Well, unfortunate for her partner, but that's the way it goes sometimes. But to actually dictate to him whether he can play with toys? Now, I know it's not that simple, but the way that it felt to me was like this man is... his partner is exerting control over his masturbation time. Masturbation time is sacred. Masturbation time is when you are having fun with your body. And ideally, if you have the time and if you approach it this way, it can be an amazing journey of self-discovery. And that amazing journey of self-discovery can actually help you be a better lover because you know your body better, because you can tell your partner what you like and what you don't, because you know how you respond to what things, what your body is capable of. It really can be quite an adventure. And it would be lovely if people could approach it that way. And it would be also lovely if people would not, It would also be lovely if people didn't put their partner's masturbation habits in a little constricted box and exert control over what they could do and what they can. I mean, what the fuck? They're not even there. And so I expressed disbelief about this. I said, you know, she can choose to do whatever she wants or doesn't want to do. But the fact that she's trying to control your masturbation time is really, really selfish. And somebody else posted after me and said, okay, fine. It's selfish. Great. But that does not help the poster here. Okay, that does not help him out at all. And I have to admit that I have my own little secret collection of sex toys that I play with. And if my girlfriend found them, she'd probably leave me. And I was just really kind of appalled. So for anybody who's listening here, and also, you know, for everybody who's listening, who has conversations occasionally with other people about sexual things, about sex toys, about things like that, that has a measure of sex positivity in their lives, please let's start looking at this a different way and really passing the word in a different way. You know, women talking with each other say, really, your guy has sex toys? That's awesome, because that means he's really exploring his sexuality. And that is a cool thing. That's like a more sexually evolved person, in my opinion. Now, I know it's not as simple as that, and we've talked about all these misconceptions so many times. But the fear that's involved in saying, no, you can't have those sex toys because it freaks me out that you're putting something in your ass. Oh my God. Not a lot of patience with attitudes like that. But I suppose that these people deserve to be met more with information and calm and an attitude of, well, yeah, I have sex toys. What's the big deal about it? As opposed to reacting with shame, because really, I think that's what ends up happening. You know, and that's just it. I mean, getting back to the guy who wrote this letter, his girlfriend found out that he had a stash of sex toys, okay? And she got over it. But it's the shame thing. It's the, oh my God, how could you do something like that? That's kind of a crazy thing. I mean, I know we all have our limits, we all have our lines, but goodness, it's just exploring one more part of your body. So for all of you people out there who occasionally talk to your friends and partners and anybody that you talk to about sexual stuff, this is an attitude I'd like to see put out there more and more. Let's stop the whole gender inequality, the gender bias, that women who have sex toys are evolved and awesome and sexy, and men who have sex toys are pitiful and can't get dates. That's fucked up. That's really, really fucked up. I think that anybody that is exploring their own body in a way that expands their horizons of their sexuality and gets them more in touch with the pleasure that their body has to offer is really an evolved sexual being who has much more to offer a potential partner than someone who doesn't. So there you have it. Thank you for writing in, sir. I'm really, really happy for you. The Pegging Celebration song was fun to play. And yes, that was really the best part of your story, I have to say, is when you, this sentence right here, she stroked my cock while fucking my ass, and I came to her delight all over her boobs and stomach. It was epic. Epic is indeed a word I would put to that. Congratulations and happy pegging to you both. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of that in your future. Cheers to you, sir. Okay, next letter here. So I'm a man who's always liked some anal play, a finger here and there. I have an amazing sex life with my wife, and we are both super attracted to each other after like over 15 years. We have expanded our sex life. It kind of started one night when I was on my back and she was on top, just kissing. I wrapped my legs around her waist and she began to push her clit into me in a fucking type of motion. She grabbed hold of me, and as she started to take control, I could see the look in her eyes. I have never seen this before. I felt something I had never felt in the bedroom, vulnerable. I easily gave up control to her. We moved on to her buying a dildo, one that is designed for both, part that enters her so she can feel her moves. She easily took control. We didn't do it doggy style. We made sure to face each other, locking eyes. She was in total control. She moved slow and moved faster when she wanted. She held me tight in her arms. She whispered as she pushed deep, "Shh, it's okay. I have you." And she did have me. We did this off and on, mixing it with our already great sex. But then something changed, not sure what. She said she didn't want to do that anymore. I have total respect and love for her, so we ended that part of our sex life. Now when we have sex, she puts herself in the position and puts my legs wrapped around her. She still does the act, but with no dildo. I know she really enjoyed it, I think more than me, but there's something holding her back. I said to her the last time we made love as my legs wrapped around her, "I wish you still had that." "I know," she replied, "I want to be in you so bad right now." I know she wants to have this in our sex life, just not sure what's holding her back. Wow. Well, at least you don't have to push past the initial idea of it because she's already done it and clearly she enjoys it. This is one of those situations where the answer to this question is communication. You need to sit down with her outside of the bedroom, nowhere near the bedroom. Maybe take her out to some nice romantic dinner where you have a nice quiet table to yourselves. And talk with her about this act, about how she feels about it, about how you feel about it, about how it really added a new dimension to your sex life, how it opened up different parts of you that you weren't aware of, and ask her what her concerns are. Ask her if she has any fears about it. And maybe ask her directly, why is it that you wanted to stop doing that? I don't understand. Because if you two can manage to talk about it, I'll bet that you can talk it through. But it's one of those situations where you just have to take a deep breath and broach the subject, because it's not going to fix itself, apparently. It sounds as if, from the last thing that you described, that she still really has a desire to do it, and certainly you do, that's clear. So if two people really have a desire to do something, there should really be no reason for them not to, as long as it's consensual and nobody gets hurt and everything's fine, you know? So yeah, you need to talk with her about it. And I wish I had the magic words for you to be able to say so that everything would just worked out perfectly and instantaneously, but that's not how communication works. Be open with her about it. Be honest in terms of how it makes you feel. Let her know that it is not changing anything about the rest of your sex life. I have heard some women kind of freak out when men first receive pegging and start getting into it. I have heard some partners freak out, the women, and say, you know, he wants it all the time. And I've talked about this before on my podcast. And if you find something that feels that incredibly good and opens up a different part of you and gives you orgasms 10 times more powerful than anything you've ever had, yeah, you're going to want to do it a lot. If there's a fear in her about that, then one of the suggestions that you can tell her right away is that you're willing to schedule it so that maybe she's up for that once a week. Maybe she's up for that once a month. Maybe she's up for it 3 times a week. That the frequency is something that you two need to discuss together and figure it out. But then you'll know that you're going to get it. And then she'll know that every time she goes to bed with you and you guys, it's like a sexy times night, that she doesn't have to worry about you always wanting to get pegged, because that is a concern. That's a real thing that happens. And I know that scheduling things sounds really unsexy, but because pegging is something that requires some preparation anyway, it's probably a good thing to schedule it. So there's a suggestion in case that is one of her concerns. Another concern that I think of that it might have something to do with is that she's just kind of freaking out about strapping on a cock. It doesn't change anything about her femininity. If she has some fears around that, there are some beautiful harnesses that you can get for her that have garters and everything attached, and she can be dressed up more beautiful and feminine and girly than you can imagine and just have the strap on. Another solution to that is to get a strap-on that doesn't look realistic. I'm not sure which one you have. If you have a double-ender, the chances are good that it doesn't look too realistic. There are some out there that do. What else can I think of? It's possible that she has gotten in touch with a side of herself that she's not comfortable with, and that it has nothing to do with you or her fears about you turning gay or you wanting pegging all the time. These are some very common fears that women have surrounding pegging their guys. It could be that she has tapped into a part of herself that she's really not quite comfortable with and doesn't know how to handle. Specifically, maybe the dominance. Maybe she's feeling a part of herself that just wants to take you and fuck the shit out of you. And maybe she's not comfortable with that. And if that is something that you are comfortable with and you are okay, you know, with her taking on that role and you guys having a good time in that manner where you are more submissive and she's more dominant, then talking about that and encouraging her to explore that part of herself and that you welcome it and that you appreciate it and you can't wait for her to explore it would be another way to handle it. But see, these are all guesses on my part. Really, you just need to sit down and talk with her and figure out what it is. Good luck to you, sir. I hope you guys figure it all out and get back to wild, happy pegging soon. Thank you for writing in. Okay, here's the next one. Ruby, I was shocked and appalled at the same time from a posting you felt you had to make. It's been a while since I wrote, but I'm a man in my 60s in a very comfortable relationship with multiple health issues that found his partner absolutely loved pegging as a substitute for my physical shortcomings. And in my adjusting comfortably and emotionally to all the issues a man goes through in accepting this practice, you and your side alone have been the one thing to help both my partner and mostly myself accept and enjoy beyond belief this pegging paradise we are now in. That being said, I want to apologize for you having to post and inform men that you are not available in person to help them in their desires. I am appalled that there are such asses out there that actually believe a lady as you would actually consider such a request. Yes, there are all types in this world, but I really thought men would recognize the sincere help they are receiving at your site with your most informative and helpful information on the topic. I know after I found the practice to finally be 100% enjoyable, I offered you an opportunity to video my partner and I suppose I should apologize for that as well. It was purely that my partner enjoys it so much that she is better than any video I have watched and can actually make my eyes roll back into my head and cause me to gasp for breath. It was purely that my partner enjoys it so much that she is better than any video I have watched and can actually make my eyes roll back into my head and cause me to gasp for breath on occasion. Honestly, I have yet, and I've seen thousands, to see any man go through the bliss that I experience. It's no secret that a woman that gives great oral is one that thoroughly enjoys it to begin with, and that fact truly applies to pegging as well. Without crossing any personal or professional boundaries, I have to say I would still feel comfortable enough for you to witness where my partner takes me to, parentheses Mars without a doubt, when she is strapping on her gear. And I feel that privilege is yours and yours only because of how much you have given me in accepting the pleasure I experience now because of you. Thanks again, Ruby, for your most informative and I would have to say professional and most personal help in giving thousands the pleasure we enjoy today. With much respect and a sincere apology for the asses that don't understand how valuable you are. I thank you again for listening so well and keeping us bent over. I definitely remember you, and I remember your offer to video you and your partner. I believe you live in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And it's quite a trek for me from California to Florida. I was honored by the offer because it was done so politely. And I appreciate all of your kind words. It's really always very heartwarming to hear how much I have helped anyone and everyone, but particularly to hear a heartfelt thank you for the help that you found on my website that managed to take you and your partner to at such an amazing place of pleasure. I'm very, very happy for both of you. Every once in a while, I just kind of have to complain about how I get approached because I do get approached pretty intensely. And I'm sure that I do get approached very intensely because I am one of the few women who loves pegging, who's open about it, who doesn't judge it. So automatically, I'm kind of an ear that's available to listen and to ask questions and things like that. But as I've said before, the little head takes over all too often, unfortunately. And what happens is I get approached sexually, or as I like to say, they sexualize me. So, you know, to be clear, I'm happy being asked questions. I'm happy being told stories about your experiences or erotic stories. If you want to send them to me, if I like them, I might tell them and post them. If I don't, you probably won't hear from me. And I'm also happy answering questions about myself, what I like or don't like. But as soon as you take me and put me into the sexual formula, then that's not okay. Sort of like, oh, I'd really like you to peg me with that thing. That's not okay. It's not okay to sexualize me. So that is the boundary. And sometimes it seems like a difficult one for men to understand. But wow, it's clear to me, because when I get approached that way, I do feel like I'm being treated like a fetish delivery service. And it's unpleasant. I do put a lot of information out there. I put a lot of time into this, you guys. And I want a little respect. I need some respect. And part of that respect is not sexualizing me, not coming on to me. Be respectful, be polite, and we're good. I appreciate your response to that, and you didn't have to apologize for all the asses out there, but it kind of felt good to hear. I'm happy for you and your partner, and thank you for writing in. Okay, this was a comment on my Pegging 101 blog underneath the article, "He's Not Gay." Did you ever delve into your experimentation to find ways to orgasm while pegging? My wife loves pegging me. She loves the fantasy fulfillment, domination, and role reversal aspects of it. But she doesn't get the sexual satisfaction in terms of an orgasm. We have the Tango, and she was initially using it with the spare parts Jacques harness. She got off like that the first time, but she says that trying to keep the Tango in her and me at the same time is too complicated and distracting. I'm curious to know if there are other options that may be more fulfilling for her that aren't overly complicated and only require simplistic coordination on her part. Interesting. So if you have the Tango, you don't mention whether or not you have the Wee Vibe Tango Bullet Vibe, which could be a huge part of it. But interesting that she is having trouble keeping the Tango inside her with the spare parts harness. Either you need to adjust a little more tightly, or it's possible that you're one of those women that really is much more comfortable with a leather harness. And the reason I say that is because leather harnesses can really cinch it down and hold it in tight. And that way you don't have to work at keeping it inside yourself. You don't at all. So that's an option. And that would be, you know, the Aslan leather harnesses, the Jaguar particularly. So the only other thing that I can think of is just in terms of increasing all around stimulation and excitement, one of the things that's available on the Aslan harnesses is this thing called a double up cuff. And it's kind of hard to picture, but I'm going to put a link for it in the Linkorama. It's a little leather piece that slides onto those two straps that go underneath you and up over your hips. And what it does is it will hold in a butt plug or another dildo. You can put that in your ass. It can be a vibrating one if you like. So that is one more thing that can sort of increase the stimulation of the area itself. And in terms of your very first question, which is, did you ever delve into your experimentation to find ways to orgasm while pegging? I have not, sadly, because I have not had a lot of time with partners, frankly. As soon as that becomes a reality in my life, you're going to hear a lot more about specific toy reviews, a lot more about my own journey in terms of seeking the orgasm while doing the pegging. And I would also encourage you not to be really goal-oriented about it. If you are the one who wants her to have the orgasm, make sure that she is on board as well. I mean, we all like orgasms, right? But it's possible that pegging for her is something that she enjoys doing and she doesn't have to have that orgasm. That maybe it's just a real turn on, and when she has an orgasm after or before or at another time, it's totally fine with her. And that trying to do a goal-oriented sort of, well, I need to get off while I'm doing this, is maybe not something that is a road she's all that anxious to travel down, and you might be the driving force behind that. So consider that, please. And let's see, if she is one of those women that just really doesn't like the double-ended dildos, there's a whole variety of different dildos out there to try. The one that I would recommend, though, because I think that I'm just in love with the style of it, is also made by Fuse, but it's a single flare-based dildo, but I'll put the link for it. There's a variety of different sizes and they all have different names. But the point is that the base of the dildo is essentially sort of a three-dimensional teardrop shape or eye shape, if you will. and it nestles just perfectly in between the vaginal lips, but it's created so that it definitely will stay in the harness and it won't fall out. And it also has a vibe option. And this is a way that she can have clitoral vibes, because the clitoral vibe placement on the Fuse toys is extraordinarily good. There is no other toy that has as good a vibe placement as the Fuse, in my opinion. But she won't have anything inside of her. And so she did mention the word distracting, which I found interesting. That's why I'm telling you about this one. Because if some women don't want something inside themselves while they're fucking, it's just not their idea of a good time. Doesn't matter why. It's just that that's what their body's telling them. And if she's more of a get off through clit vibe type of woman, then perhaps she might really enjoy the single flare based Fuse dildos. And I'll put a link to all the different ones that we offer on there. And I'm going to mention this now. I've already mentioned a whole bunch of things, and I'm going to put a whole bunch of links to them. But please remember, everybody who orders, to use that 20% off coupon code RUBY when you order through enticeme.com, because you could be saving 20%. And what's better than ordering fun, sexy, intensely good quality toys and getting 20% off, right? So try one of those and see how it goes. I think that that might be the solution. If what she is experiencing is that she doesn't really like the feel of it inside her, I'd go for the single. If what she's experiencing is that it's kind of nice to have that inside her, but it just won't stay put, then I'd replace the harness with a leather harness so she can cinch it down really tight. The very first thing I would try, though, is to cinch that spare parts down and see if there's a way that she can make it fit well enough to hold that double in. Okay, here is the next one. This is a message I got a long time ago from a lovely couple that have a beautiful Tumblr. And they had mentioned me on their Tumblr, and it was really sweet. So I am returning the favor because I went there and found some really beautiful photos. We recently linked to an article of yours on our blog, Sex, Sweets, Stockings, and Superheroes. We've been into pegging for a little over a year now and love it. We also heard your interview on the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast and loved how you normalized it all. Hope you visit our blog more often. Thanks, Logan and Aurora. I hope I pronounced that correctly. So this is a beautiful Tumblr with all kinds of lovely photos. Most of them are about stockings. So anybody out there with a stocking fetish, you really have to go to this one. And there are some also lovely pictures of strap-ons and things. So I had a good time there, and I hope you will too. I'm going to put the link for this in the Linkorama. And I'm also going to put a link to the Sex Nerd Sandra podcast, because I did that a while ago, but it's always nice to have a direct link right to something when it's mentioned. So, the Linkorama is such a useful tool, isn't it? So Logan and Aurora, thank you for the mention. Happy pegging to you. And I hope you get a little bit of traffic, because this is a Tumblr worth checking out, you guys. Okay, here's the next one. Thank you for this post. My husband really enjoys pegging, and I've been rather meh about it because I feel awkward and it's too hard to keep it in place. I'm a short, chunky girl, and he's a whole foot taller than me, so finding a position where I can even get it in is hard. I thought it was just me. Now I'm off to find a harness to make this more enjoyable for both of us. Okay, I'm not sure what you have already. You might have a double that you were... Oh, yes, because that's where this comment was left. Is the article that I wrote that said that doubles are not, they're not strapless. So I hope you found a good harness by now. And also one thing you might want to think about is getting a longer dildo, finding one that is longer. I'm sure you're probably enjoying the double if you have it, but if you're chunky and you have some lovely flesh surrounding your pussy and you put that in there, that's going to take up a little bit of room. So you're going to want a longer dildo so that you can actually have enough to play with by the time it clears you. And if your husband is a larger guy, has a big butt, then you're definitely going to need a larger one. So everybody who has body shapes like this, listen up if you're listening to the podcast. You do need to get a longer dildo to make sure that you have enough insertion to not just have some fun with, but to be able to thrust with. So, yeah, let us know what harness you got and how it is now. Because, yes, way too hard to keep it in place. Doubles are not strapless. Thanks for writing in. Okay, here we go. Hi, Ruby. I am so glad I found Pegging Paradise. For some time, I thought that I'm alone in the pegging world and didn't know how to approach my partner about pegging. I've also tried some solo anal play. I enjoyed it, but believe that pegging would be much better. I started to introduce the topic to my partner. We are going very slowly, but I believe that we will get there. She already started to play with my ass, kiss it, lick it, etc. So I believe before the end of 2015, we'll end up with a whole pegging session. Thank you for this piece of heaven, as I really find comfort and learn from the experiences and advice on here. Oh, that's so sweet. Dude, you are playing the long game. This was a comment on my Pegging Paradise podcast, or excuse me, Pegging Paradise blog. And I wrote this thing called Reassurance for the Ass Men, and I actually recorded it as well. So this is a comment on that. And I am, once again, so glad that you have found comfort here. This is a word that keeps coming back. And again, it warms my heart. It really does. That I can comfort you guys and tell you that you're normal, that it's okay to have these desires, that your ass is a lovely thing to play with, and that you can get unbelievable amounts of pleasure there. But I have to reiterate, check this out, everybody listening. This man is playing the long game. We are on August 9th, and he wrote this comment a while ago, maybe a couple of weeks ago, and he is basically saying he believes before the end of 2015 that he and his partner will end up with a whole pegging session. This is awesome. When I say patience, I mean patience. This man has patience. And really, if you do it incrementally, you really experience so much more. And I've said this before, you know, the foreplay thing, the time from when you very first start doing ass play to when she finally straps it on and penetrates you, there is so much to experience there. I would hazard to guess that this man is not going to miss any of it. Every single thing that you can possibly experience from the point where you start doing ass play to the point where she straps one on and fucks him, he is going to be able to experience the pleasure of each and every one of those little points. The first time she sticks her tongue inside his ass, the first time she goes from one finger to two, the first time she takes a toy and puts it in there, the first time he puts a butt plug in and fucks her. I mean, there's so much to experience that I really do encourage you to take it slow. And it's hard sometimes when you get really, really excited about something. You just want to do it right now. It is really hard. And I understand that. But check out this example. Maybe the long road is something that you wish to explore in your quest to bring pegging to your relationship. Okay, next letter. This was written as a comment on my Pegging Paradise blog under the article convincing him to try it. Hey, so I have a boyfriend and he kinda was raped when younger by a teacher he had a massive crush on. She was into the kinky dominatrix shit, and well, it brings up memories. We're having the time of our lives, amazing sex and everything. While we were showering a few days ago, I slid my hand in between his cheeks and gently rubbed his anus. Parentheses, am I getting too descriptive? And he had a massive boner. That's when I suggested we try anal, and he told me the rape story. I know he'd like it. Plus, I'd be gentle and loving. I just want to pleasure him as much as he pleasures me. And he does, everywhere. How do I get him to try? Ooh, well, first of all, you're not being too descriptive. No such thing. No such thing here on peggingparadise.com. As long as it's your story and you're not talking about me and pulling me into the story. How do I get him tried? You are in dangerous territory. You are dealing with past wounds, and you must tread very carefully when you're dealing with past wounds. If there's any opportunity for him to have a little bit of a counseling thing around the experience that he had and the rape, that would be a really good thing. If you can find a sex-positive counselor somewhere that would talk to him, it would be awesome if he was able to tell the counselor, okay, the anal is something I'd really like to explore, but I had this thing happen to me, and explore that with the counselor, because you never really know what's going to come up you mention, I know he would like it. You don't really know that. You know that he had a reaction that was positive when you put your fingers on the outside of his ass, but that could be something his body's doing, and meanwhile, inside of him, emotionally, he's freaking out. So see, there are different parts to this you have to be very careful with, and this is a bit above my pay grade. I don't deal with past wounds, you know, type of stuff like that. I am no counselor. I just do know you have to tread very, very carefully. It's quite possible that you two can sit down and, bit by bit, like the long road, just this last letter that I just read, take it so slowly that he then becomes comfortable with it. It's very possible that that could turn out well, but please be aware that it's possible that it also might not. He needs to be 100% into the whole thing. You need to never do something to him that he has not expressly asked for and knows is going to happen. No surprises, ever. Beyond that, I think you just need to really educate yourselves in terms of how to start doing ass play. You need to talk with him about it and ask him if this is something he wants to explore. And if he says no, you need to totally respect that. It's quite possible that because of that traumatic experience, this is going to be an area of his body that he never wants to explore. So this is what I mean when I say he needs to be 100% on board with this. If you tell him, you know, there's a lot of pleasure to be had with anal, and this is a different thing because clearly this is going to be consensual and I will never, ever, ever hurt you. And did you know that you could have orgasms 10 times more powerful than anything you've experienced with prostate stimulation? And he still says no, you totally have to respect that and back the fuck off, because this is wounding. This is emotional stuff. This is dangerous territory. The last thing you want to do is try and push him somewhere he's not comfortable with. You don't want to, like, try and keep doing the thing at the shower of running your fingers over his ass to try and push him into that. That happened once, and he had a boner, and you asked him about trying anal, and he told you the story. I don't know how that conversation ended up, but don't do the ass thing again before you have another conversation with him about how you think it might be fun for him and that maybe you could go really, really slow because of his traumatic experience before and see if he's on board. And if he's not on board, then let it go. That is really only the information I can give you. Okay, this was a comment left on my Pegging Paradise blog under the article, Keep It Clean, People. Here's what works for me and has for many years. Sometimes the stool in our digestive system is compact, rather hard, and dry. That's a lucky day for ass play. It's easy to stay clean, and if there is some residue, it doesn't smell very bad. Sometimes our stool is loose, watery, and smelling bad. In that situation, the night before, I eat a whole bar of dark chocolate. That binds the stool. Also, the night before, I clean out the first time in the shower by putting some warm water up my ass. It may take quite a few times until the water comes out clean, reliably. On the day of the play date, I again flush out. Then I use a long, thin dildo to help all the water drain out. Make sure not to put any water up your butt less than about 3 hours before playing. Just before playing, I go to the bathroom and do another quick finger test to make sure I'm clean. If you do that, you almost eliminate the possibility of farting in your partner's face. A nice and clean smelling ass is so much more inviting to the tongue than sticking your tongue in stinking shit. That's an understatement. Another thing, shave around your asshole. I have been doing the above for the last 50 years and I'm still doing it. I'm now 78. Wow, congratulations to you, sir, 78. Quite experienced at this, I see, and still loving it is what it sounds like. This is great information. Eat a whole bar of dark chocolate that binds the stool. One of the things that I would have to take exception with, this is great information, is shave around your asshole. You know, this is a matter of preference. Some people don't mind hairy assholes. Some people don't like them. I have a bit of a pet peeve around the whole hair-hating thing right now, and I think that some people are okay with hair, and that's lovely, and some people really would prefer not to have hair on the sexy parts or the assholes or the whatever, and that's fine too. I think that it should never be a have-to-do thing. I think that you should check with your partner and see what they like, and I think that you shouldn't assume that everyone needs to do it a certain way. It's great that that's how you do it, and other people might want to do it the same way. But no, you don't have to shave around your asshole. You can, absolutely. But the other information is awesome and sounds like it would pretty much eliminate the possibility of a mess, which is totally what pretty much everyone's looking for in the pegging world. It does sound like a little bit of trouble to go through, but if you do this and it works and you know that you're going to have really mess-free play, that's awesome. So thank you for writing in. Thanks for the information. And keep going and doing it. 78 and going still. Congratulations, sir. Hi, Ruby. I found my way to your website. You guessed it, exploring strap-on and pegging. I'm a 48-year-old professional male, and I'm secretly turned on by this. It's not that my wife hasn't figured out I like to be touched there. It's just she doesn't take it too far and encourage it. Your sight hits a deep chord within me. Your explanation's so deep. And you're right. There is a fear of vulnerability in men to be vulnerable in this way. I'm looking for it. I really am. Just let go. What a lovely little letter. Yes, I can tell I've struck a deep chord within you. And I would suggest to you, sir, that you sit down with your wife and communicate with her and tell her that you really, really enjoy it and that you read somewhere that anal play can give men the same kind of pleasure that G-spot can give women and that you really want to try and explore this and see if there's something to that. And you want to explore it with her, and that you've already started a little bit, and you'd love to go down that road and see where it goes. Just communicate with her, and don't present it like you have leukemia. Talk to her excited. Talk to her calm. Maybe have a few drinks. Talk to her out of the bed, okay? And see what happens. And I'll bet she'll go for it. She sounds like she's up for it. And the other thing that you might want to do is put a butt plug in while you're fucking her, if you guys get to that point, and let her see what kind of an orgasm you have. I love that you realize that the vulnerability is a real big part of it. And yeah, fear of vulnerability is definitely an aspect of this, but also I find that there are men who reach for that vulnerability and really want it, and it sounds like that's where you are. I'm glad that you found my website. Enjoy all the reading, and good luck with your wife. Okay. I'm from Brazil, so sorry about my English. How are you? It's very difficult to find material about pegging in Portuguese. I found your site, and I loved it. I use my finger to give anal pleasure for my boyfriend. Now we want to try a strap-on. I thought about a strapless, but you said that can be frustrating because of the anus's anatomy. Seems to be good just for lesbians, right? What product do you recommend? He wants something that is not too big or too much realistic. And I want a toy that can give me some stimulation too. Thank you very much. Kisses. Kisses from Brazil. Thank you, my lady. Thank you. Okay, I do have some suggestions for you. When you get the double, you need to get a harness with it. And a good size double, and I've already recommended it a couple times on this podcast, is the Fuse Tango. And that is not at all realistic. It has a little bit of a head on it, but other than that, it's shiny and is colored, so it doesn't look like a real dick, so it should not scare your boyfriend. And it's not too big, but you do need a harness to go with that. The one that I recommend the most is the Spare Parts Jacques harness, and I'm going to put a link to that. But also you can get the Cadillac of harnesses and get the Aslan Leather Jaguar. Or, and I haven't mentioned it so much in this podcast, another option is a panty harness, which is the Rodeo. Those are actually nice and less expensive. They're not quite as well made as the other two that I mentioned, but I'm going to put links to all of those. The reason that I recommend the Tango is because when you put the bullet vibe in there, it definitely gives you stimulation too. And the inside of it, when it's inside of you, can give stimulation to your G-spot. So one more piece of this formula would be a really good bullet vibe. And again, I recommend the WeVibe Tango bullet vibe. It's the best one out there. Will give you the strongest vibrations. It's waterproof. It's rechargeable. It's a really lovely piece of little machinery that actually you can take by itself and just hold it against your clit and totally have orgasms. It's a really cool little toy. But put together with the Fuse Tango double-ended dildo, yes, you will definitely be getting stimulation at the same time as well. So one of the things that you mentioned is that they seem to be good for just lesbians. Well, the one that I said is better for just lesbians would be the Fieldo. That's a different brand. It was initially designed for lesbians, and the rigidity of that toy makes it so that it doesn't work as well for pegging because it limits the flexibility, which in turn limits the positions that are available because it just doesn't have enough flexibility to it. So I'm going to put links to all the things that I recommended, and when you two do the deed and do your Brazilian pegging, please do write back and let us know so that I can play the music for you. And I send kisses to you in Brazil as well. Okay, that is all for podcast number 108. There are links on my blog for you to follow me on Twitter. I am Ruby_writer. There's also a link for you to go to my Facebook page, and my page gets a thrill every time it gets a new like. You can also subscribe to my blog there, where you will find articles that don't ever show up on my podcast, and certainly pictures there too. Quite a number of sexy pegging pictures. Sometimes I'll throw down some opinions and things there too that never find themselves on my podcast either. So those are the reasons to subscribe to the blog if you're interested. And yes, I will be posting more. Thank you for the push again from the guy in the beginning. The push to put a few more things up on the blog. Satisfy that guy and myself. Let's see. Oh, there's also a link for you to find me on iTunes. You can listen to this podcast through iTunes, but it's also available by streaming it directly from my website. And there are a whole variety of podcast downloader apps that you can use as well to have it delivered automatically to your phone or PC or iPhone. I'm pretty sure that can happen too. Oh, that's right. If it's your iPhone, then you're going to freaking iTunes, right? Okay, moving right along here. You can call me at 805-500-6544 with all of your questions, comments, stories, successes, fears, wonderings, and adventures. Or you can write those words down and send them to ruby@peggingparadise.com. Thank you all for downloading and listening. You're the best. Happy pegging.